That we're seeing in California and Washington and Oregon and now New York, that's progress that we want to make sure we're seeing all across the country.
All right, that's President Obama talking about progress, as he says, in what's happening with Obamacare. It's interesting because on the Hill, you certainly wouldn't think there's any progress being made. A lot of the problems that have beset some of the states anyway, trying to set up the health exchanges. You know, the individual mandate is supposed to kick in 2014. And at this point, that's still up in the air. And, of course, the requirement of 50 or more employees, that has been shelved for a year because of some of the problems that now have happened in trying to roll this out. The problems, by the way, that were, I think, he anticipated right from the start, and were talked about again and again and again, like things like rebates. For example, one of the things that was part of the Affordable Health Care Act is in states like Maryland, you would get, they would get a windfall as a result of refunds that were issued by insurance companies who failed to meet requirements. And the requirements tried to enforce insurance companies to spend at least 80 cents on every dollar toward medical care and not the administrative side of this. And then the other thing was the new insurance pool reducing costs. That was one of the big claims. In the state of New York, premiums would fall as much as 50%. And it's a win when you hear it, of course. But if you look behind the curtain, you realize that New York is an exception, because where individuals were required to buy insurance, there was no penalty. A 50% reduction off an already inflated price is no different than buying something on sale where the original price was blown up or inflated or whatever you want to call it. So those were some of the problems that were meted out there. And then you hear the president heap a bunch of praise on states where they are doing it and it is working out well. So why isn't everybody else getting on board? This, how this goes down in history, if I could come back 100 years from now and view this, I would want to find out what ultimately the people had to say about the success or failure of the Affordable Health Care Act. We've been talking about the weather a lot, as always, here in America Tonight. We know it's hot in the summer, and of course we do. And we still can't help ourselves, but we got to complain, we got to whine, we got to talk about it. Now, in Maryland, I don't blame the people for being furious. They have a huge problem with water main breaks every year, old pipes, and flat out a huge water shortage. Here's what Casey Dinges has to say about the Maryland water shortage crisis.
Well, part of the problem with the issue is that it's out of sight and out of mind for the public, and people tend to underestimate the value of water and take it for granted until it's not there. There are over a million miles of water mains in place in the United States, and a number of them, some date back to the Civil War era, but a number of them are coming to the end of their useful design lives. There are an estimated 240,000 water main breaks every year. That converts to one every 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wow, 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So what are the odds? I don't like those odds. If I lived in Maryland, they're talking about the kind of pipes they had, Civil War pipes. Ooh, you're going back a long way. So some of those darling kind of colonial-style houses are exactly what you're getting, a step into the history books. But buyer beware for what you ultimately might have to pay to get the place up to date. Another quick thing here at the top of the show, and these are just things that are on my mind and things that I think are part of the buzz or should be part of the buzz in your backyard, because we talk so much about voter fraud and voting rights. There is a Cincinnati poll worker who was sentenced to 5 years for voter fraud. in the presidential elections as a result of that. And what happened was, is the case was put before, it was put before a judge, and 58-year-old Meloise Richardson, a veteran poll worker, is spending time in prison for voter fraud because she boasted that she voted twice in November's election. She was charged with allegedly voting illegally over three elections using the names of other people, including her sister, who had not been in a coma for a decade. Ooh, for a decade. Wow, that is cold-hearted to try and do that. There's something about that that doesn't seem right at all. But when I say something doesn't seem right that she votes twice, brags about it, and now she's doing the time for something that she was boasting about. Wow. So, and the part of the whole coma thing is her sister's been in a coma since 2003, and they say that the votes that she's been casting, her name counted in both 2008 to 2012. She was also accused of illegally voting in November's election in the names of other people, including her granddaughter, who told one of the news organizations it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. I'd say it's a really, really big deal. And why haven't I heard more play on that? I guess it's not mainstream enough, although that seems pretty odd, especially with the philosophy here at GCN. I started talking about how hot it was in so many places, and they're talking about temperatures now finally starting to decrease and go down, that by Friday in some regions they might even see a cold front dropping south from Canada, but others will have to wait and see. Are we going to be in the high 90s in New York City, for example? What about Washington, D.C.? They're talking about 104 degrees. Oh, 104. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. Has to be miserable for anyone. I mean, that's way too hot. Way too hot. And the extreme heat is what's being blamed on the death of at least one New Yorker who died from hyperthermia. Oof, that's a rough way to go, for sure. In Boston, they're talking about 100 degrees on Friday. And then, you think of Boston, I think of Chicago. Chicago, they're saying the heat index is expected to be from 1 to 108 degrees. Woo, 108 degrees. What's the hottest you've ever been? What's the temperature that was the highest you have ever been? 855-266-2283, 855-266-5583. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here on America Tonight. Yeah, we zig and zag in lots of different directions. That's what makes it unique and exciting. And I appreciate the high five we got here from Brian, who's listening to us in Arcadia, Florida. He says, keep it up, sister. Man, I'm enjoying the heck out of America Tonight. It is an ADHD's favorite time of the night. All right, I gotcha. That's true. You know, we talk in tweets now. So it is all about how much content. You know, it used to be, to me, it used to be that you would hear radio and you hear one thing over again. And I know traditionally that's what happens. But personally for me, I think you got to throw in those nuggets now and again, right? And we got a big nugget coming up from Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. If you go to pharmacistben.com, you can see his website. I like Ben. I like Ben because you can tell. I like passionate people. When you hear Ben, he really is like preaching it. And preaching it not because he's trying to push something down your throat. Preaching it because he believes that what's happening to us as a nation, we're a nation of crap junk food eaters. And, you know, hey, your hand in the Dorito bag or the Cheetos bag once in a while might be okay, but constantly reaching for that kind of food is terrible for you. And we all know it, but there are times when I think even the strictest of us overindulges, and then you're thinking, why did I do that? Oh, that was too many, too ridiculous. Ooh, can't do it. And it's funny because I was talking about mosquitoes just in our previous show, and guess what? I had an opportunity to be in the backyard for some grilling, and I tried the remedies that some of you suggested. Dale is listening to us in Missouri. He suggested dryer sheets. Dale, you know what? Dryer sheets work. They work. They seem to work.
Oh, yeah. I've got a friend in Minnesota, and they work in the garden, and the mosquitoes are so bad that they can't stand to work in their garden. And I told him to use the dryer sheets. His wife used them, and she didn't have no trouble.
Yeah, it's a good tip. Whoever told you that, however you figure that out, that's a good tip.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have thought that. Never in a million years would that be something I'd think of doing.
So many people right now with all the heat and the low water
are
having trouble with mosquitoes. They need to try this. It sounds silly, but it works.
Yeah, because you don't want to be eaten alive by the mosquitoes, and you're right. The low water is a killer. The combinations are ripe for the mosquitoes right now. Definitely.
Okay, and well, I found that. I thought maybe you thought I'd lost my brain, but I think it works pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. Dale, thanks. Thanks for the tip. It does work. I think that if you're having this problem, you should listen to what Dale had to say, because I saw it for myself with my own two eyes. And what a difference it made for me. All right, I said Ben Fuchs was coming up, and he is in our next segment. But one of the things I had to squeeze in, I had a chance to talk to him about, is something that we're all concerned, the high rates of cancer that are suddenly starting to appear. And what can we do? What are some of the things that we can eat to try to put that at bay? And here's what he said.
Cancer loves sugar and hates oxygen. And I'll tell you how you can use this here in a moment. The whole combination of stress from anoxia, low levels of oxygen, changes in blood sugar, as well as stress hormones like estrogen and serotonin and adrenaline and cortisol, all of this conspire to make a cell go crazy, go nuts. The way you keep yourself from happening is, number one, and you and I want to talk about action steps, and maybe we can do some more action steps next week, but I'll give you just the basic idea, because the action steps for preventing cancer, Kate, are the same as the action steps for preventing Alzheimer's, the same as the action steps for preventing osteoporosis, the same as the action steps for preventing psoriasis or eczema or heart disease or whatever. It's the same thing, because the body is perfect, and if it breaks down, there's only a couple of things you're doing to make it break down. So what you do is you figure out what's getting into the system, the sacred space of the body, specifically the blood, what's getting into the sacred space through the mouth that is mucking up the system, and that means control, figuring out the food thing, and then at the same time, simultaneously, driving, pounding, saturating, immersing the body in good nutrition, and then using oxygenation and exhalation to fuel the entire process and to detoxify, to cleanse the system out. So it's a combination of reducing the load on the body of inflammatory stressors, and that means food, and pounding the body with nutrition, breathing correctly, and then making sure you're inhaling correctly, oxygenating correctly, and making sure you're exhaling. And when I say pounding the body with nutrients, I mean vitamins, I mean minerals, I mean protein, I mean water, I mean all of the essential nutrients. In fact, all of the nutrients that Dr. Wallach calls the mighty 90, or the essential 90, the essential for life. Pounding the body with these nutrients while simultaneously removing or stopping the stream, the steady flow of toxicity that the body has to deal with. And that's how you prevent cancer. And you know what? It's not difficult in the sense that it's very simple, but it is difficult in the sense that we're conditioned to be different. We're conditioned to do it differently. And you know what, my dear Kate? We pay the price. We pay the price.
Do.
You and I were talking about patterns. You know, these are habits. These are conditioned behaviors. They're built into the culture. You really have to go against the grain if you're going to do it. But you know what? Like you said, with cancers increasing, cancers on the rise, incidences of cancer on the rise, incidences of degenerative disease on the rise, if you go with the stream, if you go with the grain, you're going to be dying and degenerating with the grain as well. And I want to die in my sleep, girl. I'm going to die my whole life. I'm dying in my sleep. That's how I'm going.
I'm with you.
All
I'm
right?
with you.
I'm 95, 100, die in my sleep.
Yeah, so well
after
said.
After a good game of tennis.
That's perfect for me. I love that. Ben, thanks. Next week we'll talk about accountability.
All right, good.
All right, so you're going to hear Ben coming up, and he adds some cool things, because a lot of you probably take fish oil, and then there was this huge story about fish oil leading to cancer. And, you know, there was an Adrian Belew song that came out, I want to say, in the 80s, and it was Everything Gives You Cancer. And sadly, the cancer has touched so many of us. I was out at a lunch for something, I guess, about a year ago, and it was men and women were there, and the speaker, it wasn't a cancer speech, but it was interesting. It had nothing to do with cancer, but the speaker segued into this thing where he said, how many of you have a friend, a brother with cancer? How many of you have, and they went through the list, and at the end, and this was a big room, by the time that he had gone through five or six different combinations, do you know that every single person was standing in that room, that they knew somebody who died from cancer? And it is so on the rise, and it is so scary. And that's what Ben, having been on, was is timely because of some of the little hints that he gives you of things you that you can do and how you can eat healthier and not eat so much junk food. But even he'll tell you that occasionally he eats a slice of pizza or goes off the reservation. So it's not, anything is not 100%. But some of the advice is so good that he gives. I wanted to make sure that we had him back on for you. So that's the next full-on segment with Ben Fuchs. And he talks about why he stayed with fish oil and how it shouldn't send people into busy hysterics over that, overusing it. So it's interesting. It is. It's interesting to see where it all ends up. This is like a phrase I say all the time, but it's true. Where does this all end up? And if only we knew, right? If only we could look into the future and see what that would be. All right, quickly, I think the I'm Too Big for My Britches and I've Been Burned Again award goes to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, who said at the Aspen Security Forum on Thursday the damage was very substantial. That's when he was asked about the leaks by former NSA contractor Ed Snowden. So it's a four-day conference. It's a big deal. It's presidents and CEOs and all that kind of stuff. Boy, that'd be pressure, wouldn't it, to be in front of that crowd. So the NSA Director General Keith Alexander is the one who freaks out about Ed Snowden and would love to have a conversation with him, but it doesn't look like he's coming back to the U.S. anytime soon. Hang with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are blessed to have Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben, on with us. If you go to his website, pharmacistben.com, you can read all about him. It's an amazing website. And one of the things that I like about Ben is that he flushes away what often becomes sensationalized headlines. But there's a story behind the story, and we've gone down this path with Ben before, like the double mastectomy of Angelina Jolie. Remember that? When she underwent that as a preventative measure, and he talked about what now was happening, and there was a certain panic element to that story, and other things related to what people are taking. There's a new story out about omega-3s, fish oil. And I know in my own family, a lot of people who take fish oil, they say it's good for you in a couple of different areas. And I know especially a lot of men who take fish oil. So in the wings is Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. And Pharmacist Ben, once again, sometimes it's reading deeper into the story, but you know what? We're a society where we get our headlines quickly. It's Twitter, you know, whatever, 140-some characters, and we're done and we move on, so we don't ever get the full story. What is the full story, and what was the story in the first place?
Yeah, the story behind the story. I like the way you said that. So do you Twitter, by the way? Are you on Twitter?
I do.
You're on Twitter, too. So I'm going to Twitter. So it's Katie Delaney. What's your Twitter handle?
It's Real Radio Talk.
Real Radio Talk. Okay, so I'm going to start following. Real Radio Talk. All right. So I love that story behind the story because as a healthcare professional, I'm privy to the fine print. See, we have a society where we get our news in bites and we get our news in sensationalistic headlines. In fact, many people aren't even going to read the whole article. It was plastered all over CNN, and all it said was, omega-3s may be related to cancer. Or no, it said, omega-3 fish oils may be related to cancer. Now, when a healthcare professional reads that kind of headline, especially nutrition, someone who likes nutrition, catches your attention, and I indeed read through the article, and then I went and got the study, and I actually read the study, the whole thing. And, of course, as you say, there's always a story behind the story. The fact of the matter is we know fish is amazing food, largely because of the oil. We know fish oil is incredibly nutritious. Do you know that your body is made of fish oil partially? Do you know your body is literally made of fish oil partially? It's made of omega-3 fatty acids that come from fish oil. These things are called DHA and EPA. Have you heard of these terms, DHA and EPA? They're nutritional terms that refer to breakdown products, derivatives of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I say that with intention because it's important to recognize these magical, amazing substances called DHA and EPA, which compose your membranes in your eyes and in your brain and in your central nervous system. They literally make up your nervous system partially. These little components that are found in fish oil are not essential fatty acids, and they get mistaken, excuse me, as essential fatty acids. Say, what the heck's an essential fatty acid? An essential fatty acid, whenever you hear the word essential, Kate, you and I probably talked about this, but just to reinforce, when you hear the word essential, like essential amino acid, essential fatty acid, essential nutrient, essential vitamin, that word essential in the world of nutrition means something very specific. It's not just thrown around. It means you better have it in your diet or you're in big trouble. It's essential that you get it in your diet. Now, the thing they're calling fish oil is not, or a fish omega-3 fish oil that your brother's taking, does not qualify as essential in the sense that your body can make it. It converts it from true essential fatty acids, which is the kind you get in these EFA capsules and EFA pills and flaxseed oil and that kind of thing. So when you hear these things as being essential, they're not essential. You don't have to take them. But you'd be pretty smart, in my humble opinion, to take them. So you say, well, what's going on? Why are they saying a cancer? Should I stop taking my fish oil? Well, let's talk about this study, okay, that supposedly connected omega-3 fish oils, which I personally think, even though they're not essential, everybody should be taking. What is the deal with them? How are they connected to cancer? So what they did was they took these men, 800-plus men, right? And what they did was they checked their blood. Now, these 800-plus men had one thing in common, and that is they had cancer. Okay? They had prostate cancer. So they checked an area of their blood called their blood plasma. Have you ever heard of that term, blood plasma?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The blood plasma is the liquid part of the blood. And things go in and out of the plasma. They fluctuate in the plasma. It's temporary. The plasma is like a holding station. After you eat food, the fats in your plasma go up. So the plasma is kind of like a temporary place for stuff to go in after you eat. So what they did was they took these 847 men who already had cancer, and they checked their blood. They checked their blood plasma, and they found that if they had cancer, they tended to have high levels of DHA in their blood, okay, in their blood plasma. So they made the connection. The problem is what they did not control for is what these people were eating and when they were eating them. So they had no way of knowing whether the people just ate a big old McDonald's filet of fish sandwich before they went into they went in to get their blood test, or they had some kind of other crappy fish meal, and their DHA level was high for a couple of hours, and they had no way of testing for that. And they didn't ask them what they were eating, and they didn't ask them if they were supplementing. They just yanked their plasma out in a one-time measurement. They only did it one time. And on top of everything else, these were men who already had cancer. So we don't know if the cancer made the DHA go up or the DHA makes the cancer go up. So on the one hand, you've got a one-time measurement of the plasma that tells you nothing about what's in the body. Secondly, you've got a population that already is sick, that already has cancer, and you can't make a causal connection because you don't know what caused what, because they already have cancer when they were being tested. And third of all, and most interestingly, the way I look at it, you have the fact that they did not assess whether these people were supplementing or what they were eating or when they were eating it. So, given the fact that your body is composed of DHA and EPA, your nervous system is composed, partially anyway, all the cells of your nervous system are composed of DHA and EPA, these so-called fish oil substances. And given the fact that numerous studies, countless studies really, that have shown that these things prevent cancer, that they don't cause cancer, and given the fact that this is such a terrible, terrible study for all the levels that I just mentioned, I'm personally not changing my personal regimen of fish oil, and I'm not changing my recommendation that people use fish oil. That having been said, but you do want to have to take special care with your fish oil. You always want to make sure that your fish oil is taken with vitamin E, that it's a fresh fish oil, relatively fresh, and has as little processing associated with it as possible. And if you're getting your fish oil from fish, be very careful with heating your fish because these oils are so unstable. Once you heat them, you destroy them. You create really lousy compounds. Make sure you're using, again, vitamin E, which is very protective of oils, and using mushrooms and vegetables, citrus vegetables, lime, things that have a protective effect on fats with your fish as you're cooking your fish, and don't cook your fish a lot. So that was that clear? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So those are some great tips, and it goes back to the same thing we've talked about. It's important to flush that out because a lot of people might just run from that fish oil.
Yeah, exactly, because the headline said fish oil relates to cancer. Of course, it's understandable.
Yeah,
don't believe what you read. You know, you have a journalism degree, right?
Yeah, don't believe what you read.
Don't believe what you read. That was the biggest lesson I learned from journalism school. Don't believe what you read.
Yeah, I agree with that. A quick thing here. I mean, and we certainly can't knock this. We could take hours talking about this, but as far as cancer prevention, what are a couple? Just give us a couple quick nuggets.
All right. Here's a couple quick nuggets.
Cancer is on the rise more than ever.
I know, right? And we had this war on cancer for the last 30 years. A trillion dollars, probably. I don't know, but it seems like was spent on this thing. And we have more cancer than ever before. But you know, here's the thing on cancer. It takes a hell of a lot for a cell to turn cancerous and stay cancerous. But we're always getting cancer. You and I are always, today, we got cancer today. But we have redundant systems that are designed at multiple levels to destroy cancer. It happens. It's part of life, cancer. It's just the nature of our environment between the sun and pollution and even oxygen itself, just air. It creates these these unstable compounds that can trigger cancers. But we have a detection system that clears that out. The question is why all of a sudden when we get cancer, what happened to that clearing out system, that protective system that we have? And what it is the same thing that causes all diseases. The human body, this is very important, Kate. I'm going to tell your listeners and tell you something that's extremely important to understand when it comes to how our health and our well-being. And in my opinion, there's nothing more important, okay? Nothing more important. No money problems, no relationship problems, no New World Order government problems is more important. And if you ever get colon cancer, you will know what I'm talking about. You know, nothing counts. It's all about your fundamental health and wellness. I'm telling you something here. The human body is a perfect system. It is not flawed. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And if we are so-called sick, we have done something to muck up the system, and we have, in combination with not giving the system what it needs. And that includes cancer. The case of cancer, what makes the cell go cancerous and stay cancerous is the lack of oxygen, the lack of antioxidant nutrients, and long-term chronic stress. I'm not talking about emotional stress or the stress from the government, the stress from your, you know, lousy relationship. I'm talking about the stress of physical stress, the stress of being alive, the stress of having to purify foods, the stress of having to purify drugs, the stress of having to breathe the air, the stress of having to filter your water, the stress of having your head handle blood sugar. This stuff adds up on the body, and the combination of this kind of stress plus lack of oxygen and overabundance of sugar, both of which are keys to understanding cancer.
All right, Ben, of course, once again, so informative. You always leave us wanting more. Thanks. Go to pharmacistben.com. Check them out. And just great, great, great advice from Ben Fuchs. Stick with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
After 70 years, that's why he goes there for. He's doing like a dog. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Straightaway here on America Tonight, politics, politics, and other things mixed in between. It's the politics of navigating our system where so many pour in through the borders. We don't even really know what the true headcount is, and obviously the problems that have ensued because of not following the rules. So this debate that rages on once again in our country over immigration reform, continues to really bug me, to be honest, since I know you can't go backwards and the past is the past, but darn it, I mean, can we have politicians who put some laws in the books and then they're actually enforced? And what could have been enforced could have been so easy to enforce, especially in some of these border states. And so if you had some people in the country illegally, it's one thing to talk about a couple of million versus maybe 11, 12 million. But that's where we are now, and the tug of war over immigration continues. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, threw in his thoughts, more of them, on fairness reform and what does it all mean.
Americans expect, as a nation of laws, that we'll enforce them, starting at the border. I think it's only fair. We need immigration reform. It's good for our country, and frankly, it's the right thing to do.
All right, good for our country, but is it good for our country to constantly bring up the same thing over and over and over and over again? You know, it's funny that Ben briefly touched something personal where he was saying that he had taken a class that talked about patterns. And the pattern in this country is talk. Do a little something, throw a Band-Aid over it, and then talk. See what happens. The Band-Aid starts to peel off, and talk. And that's what it is. I mean, this isn't sarcasm. This isn't finger-pointing. It's really just being honest about what we see. And what we see is quite clearly the failure of communicating. There is no communication when it comes to most of the people in Washington, D.C., and that's why we waste taxpayer dollars on talking about immigration. Most of the people that have dealt with this issue, I would have fired a long time ago if I was the CEO of a company. Can you imagine Steve Jobs, when he was alive, who was known to be kind of a taskmaster, putting up with that? No. Can you imagine Bill Gates, who runs Microsoft, putting up with that? I use the two technical companies because with technology, the way it moves so fast, you can't afford to have people who talk about things, meet about things, and then do the same thing over and over and over again. The definition of insanity is alive and very much well in Washington, D.C. And that's why so many of us, I think, or so many of you, have checked out when it comes to paying attention to what's happening in your own backyard. Because you are just checked out. You're zoned out. You're tired of it. Things are moving fast. You got no time for it. Somebody else will do it. But the problem is everybody thinks somebody else will do it, and they don't. And that's how we end up in this quandary. Speaking of quandaries, this one is a doozy. Obama is considering canceling the Moscow summit with Vladimir Putin. And this is all over, I'm sure, Snowden. The dangling part of this is that option. They're dangling this option over Russia as they can consider the temporary asylum petition from Edward Snowden. He's, of course, the American whistleblower, NSA information leaker of classified documents. But they've already privately signaled that scrapping the bilateral talks would be retaliation for other areas of disagreement with Russia, including its continued support for Syrian President Assad's attacks on civilians. So there was already tension with the Russians, and by throwing this out there, it doesn't really do much. It does, you could say, it does more damage. But it's not the big one by any stretch of the imagination, because it was already out there about Syria and whatnot. So Snowden, in temporary asylum request, submitted his lawyer that claim. They did it on Tuesday because he faces prosecution from the United States government and could face, you know, death, perhaps. Perhaps, depending on what would happen there. But the bottom line is, by canceling the trip, the Obama administration might be indicating how they feel about Snowden, but I don't think it plays all that exciting on the world stage, and they probably know that too. That's why they kind of leaked it out like it was no big deal, and normally you'd be like, what? Are you kidding me? They're not going to go. They set up the summit. This is that whole relationship with Russia, and that definitely says something. But instead it kind of went under the, you know, it just kind of flew under the rug. Coming up next week, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We're going to take a look at, because of the outpouring I've gotten from so many people, we're going to take a look at weekend warriors and what is it that causes us on the weekend to go so berserk. I have to finish my 25 projects. I'm going to jump on the ladder. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm going to fall off the ladder. And I'm going to continue as I limp along to do the other lists, go through the lists, the tasks I need to complete. And I think there is something about the hurry, hurry, hurry that leads to sometimes the dumb things. I know in my own life, I think I've talked about a couple of them, and I don't want to spoil all the stuff for next week, but whenever I'm in a hurry, it becomes like this mental, it's not block, but it kicks in, and you become kind of like the Keystone Cops when you're running around with somebody else. You get that picture in your mind where you're crashing into each other. Speed. I feel the need for speed. I got to get this done faster, faster, faster. And that sometimes leads to these freaky accidents because of the rush, 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 rush. And there are other reasons for it, too. But dumb things I shouldn't have done. Definitely put that on your radar. Definitely send me your thoughts if you have a couple of stories you want to share with us. I can imagine there's some people who don't want to share with us on that kind of a story. All right, it's becoming more and more little things that are happening to airliners we're starting to tell you about, and it's just kind of freak things, actually. They're not all ending up the way the plane that bounced it. San Francisco did, but a Japanese flight to Tokyo's airport returned to Boston's Logan Airport on Thursday because of a possible fuel pump problem on the Boeing 787. It's the latest trouble for the Dreamliner fleet after a lithium-ion battery problem grounded the fleet in January and a fire erupted on an empty Ethiopian airline plane parked at England's Heathrow Airport last week. And here I would want to believe that some of these things that are happening are just, you know, planes getting older, technology, keeping up with the old technology and the new technology. But that would make me feel pretty uncomfortable if I was headed to Europe and then all of a sudden I was stalled out, which is exactly what happened, or Asia, or wherever. That's exactly what's happened here, because 787 is probably the highest profile plane from Boeing, which is in Chicago, which they say they stand behind the safety and overall integrity, and their 787 parts are at a Boeing plant in Everett, Washington, and North Charleston, South Carolina, where they're assembling all of that stuff. Remember, there was the big fight to get them into Charleston, South Carolina.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.